Hi guys, good evening. Welcome to another amazing episode on the Sisters Podcast. Did that bribe work? Okay guys, forget the bribe. The most important part of this episode, on this episode, is the apology part. We are really sorry. We actually went on a break and the break took longer than expected. We are so sorry. We are back now and would be here every Thursday to drop you an episode. This is our season 2 episode 3, and on this episode we're going to learn how to make white rice and vegetable stew. And guys, don't forget to bring out everything you need before you start cooking to avoid forgetting to include something because you're rushing and going here and there to pick something. Okay, for our ingredients today, we're going to need 10 large tomato, half cup of tomato paste, 10 medium-sized beef, or you could go for 1/2 kilo, 2 small size of shower fish, 3 teaspoons of curry. Guys, pause. This season, we are strictly going to be using my girl spices, Baku Spice. You guys, just check her out. She even has a tea bar now, and the spices are there. So imagine going to buy spice, and then you get to grab a cup of tea or coffee. You guys, check her out. I will need 5 cubes of Maggi, 3 teaspoons of salt. For your veggies, you can use spinach or ugu. But in this recipe, we used both. And again, guys, ugu is the Igbo name. I checked online today and I learned that ugu in English is known as fluted pumpkin leaf. This ugu has one bougie name, sha. Then we'll need 1/2 cup of palm oil, 4 large chili, 1 large onion, and 2 large pepper. The optional ingredients in this recipe is thyme, ginger, and curry. If you're using it, you can use it in any quantity. But on this recipe, we didn't actually use it. For our method, you wash meat, put in a pot. The water should be slightly above your meat. You add 1 teaspoon of salt, 3 cubes of Maggi, 1 teaspoon of curry. And then you add small parts of your chopped onions, and then you cover and bring to a boil. Advisably, when you're boiling your meat, you bring out your tomatoes, your chili, and your pepper. Already, we've chopped our onions here into desired sizes and shapes. Then you wash your pepper, your chili, and your tomatoes, and then you blend. Or you chop. You also chop your spinach and ugu into your desired sizes. Once you're done with that and your meat is done, you put your pot on fire, the pot you use for the sauce. Pour oil in the pot, allow it to get hot. Add 1/2 portion of your onions and fry for 2 minutes. Then you add your pepper and chili and you fry for 5 minutes. If it starts to stick to the bottom of your pot, you stir and then you stir fry. You keep checking so it doesn't stick. You know how it sticks and then it gives it the burnt smell even when you're trying so hard not to let it get burnt. And then you add your tomatoes. You fry your tomatoes for 5 minutes also. And then you add your paste. But before you add your tomato paste, you make sure that the water in the fresh tomatoes have dried out or is properly fried. And then you add it, you stir, and you fry for 3 minutes. Then you add 1/2 cup of water. But it's not ordinary water you're using. You're going to use stock from your meat. And then you add it and you cover. Cover for 2 minutes, then you add the rest of your spices, your Maggi, 2 cubes of Maggi, you add 2 teaspoons of your curry and 1 teaspoon of salt. Now, you cover it and then you wash and chop your fish into your desired shape, you sprinkle some salt, about half teaspoon, on your fish, and then you fry. After frying, you open your pot and add both your fish and meat. You stir, add your ugu and spinach, and you steam for 5 minutes, or however long you love your veggies being cooked, or how less you like it being cooked. Personally, I don't like it cooking for a very long time. Probably 5 minutes, top 7 minutes. But of course, some people don't really like their veggies being for a very short time. Want to cook it though and make sure that everything is cooked. So either way that you want it, you do it like that. For white rice, okay, why I'm laughing is because almost everybody knows how to boil rice. Let me not say, yeah, almost everybody. But if you're boiling 2 cups of rice, you pour water in a pot, bring it to a boil, you add your 2 cups of rice, you parboil for like 10 minutes, bring it down, you wash it, you put maybe a cup of water, a cup and a half, and bring it to a boil with small salt or not. Some people prefer cooking their white rice without salt, so they can, if you have leftovers and you don't have a freezer, it wouldn't have that sticky salt. Sometimes give it that sticky feel. So you boil it until it's soft and tender, or if you don't like your rice being cooked soft and tender, you bring it down anytime you want to. Funny, I've not seen any unpopular opinion about this particular recipe. If you have any, you can send it in. And we would like to try something different. Not something different. We would like to add something to the end of each episode on our podcast. So there's this write-up that I've seen and I'd like to share with you guys. Treating people right is better than posting Bible verses from the Quran, quotes about treating people nice and all of that every day that you don't practice. So basically saying, if I'm going to quote Bible verses to you on my status and say, love your neighbor as yourself, and then I go about my life and I treat people like trash, I mean, it's better than not posting if I'm not going to practice. It's like saying, basically, in a nutshell, it is saying, practice what you preach. Thank you so much, guys, for being here again, for sticking with us, even when we went for a very long time. I saw some people clicking on our links and still listening, even while we were gone. And then I felt guilty. It's like you guys were coming to check if there's a new episode, and we are so sorry. We are back now. Again, we are back and we're not going anywhere. We'll drop you amazing episodes. Thank you so much. Have a lovely, lovely night ahead and have a lovely weekend. See you guys next week, Thursday. Cheers.